Good morning, sir. I hope you don't mind. I made you your favorite coffee. I thought you wouldn't. Oh, it's nothing. You don't have to thank me. Just doing my job. Trying to be the best maid I can be for you. Did you sleep well? I noticed you stayed up late last night. If there's anything you need, or anything I can help with, please let me know. Oh, and by the way, I took the liberty of tidying up your study. I hope that's all right. It was looking a bit cluttered. I also arranged your schedule for today. You have a meeting at 10 a.m., followed by lunch with Mr. Johnson at 1 p.m. If there's anything you'd like to change, or any additional tasks, just tell me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll get started on preparing breakfast. Enjoy your coffee, sir. Oh, one more thing. I noticed that the garden is looking a bit overgrown. Would you like me to arrange for the gardener to come by this afternoon? And about your laundry, I made sure all your suits are pressed and ready for the week. If there's anything specific you want done, just leave me a note. I also found some letters in the study that seemed important. I placed them on your desk. There was one from your old friend in Paris. It looked quite intriguing. You do get the most interesting correspondence, sir. I was also thinking, perhaps this weekend, if you're free, we could rearrange the library. I know you mentioned wanting to sort through those old books. Well, I shouldn't keep you. I'll be in the kitchen if you need me. Have a wonderful morning, sir. Excuse me, sir. I forgot to mention there's a delivery scheduled for this afternoon. Some new supplies for the kitchen and a few items you ordered last week. Would you like me to handle it? Or is there anything specific you'd like me to check? All right, I'll take care of it. And I was thinking, perhaps it would be nice to have a light dinner in the garden tonight, weather permitting. What do you think? Wonderful. I'll make the arrangements. And if you need anything else, please don't hesitate to call. One last thing, sir. I noticed a small tear in your favorite chair by the fireplace. I've contacted the upholsterer, and he can come by tomorrow to fix it. Is that all right with you? Perfect. I'll see to it. Now, I'll really let you enjoy your coffee. Have a splendid morning, sir. Actually, sir, I hope you don't find this too forward. But I noticed you seemed a bit tense lately. Would you like a quick shoulder massage to help relax? I know it's not part of my usual duties, but I've been practicing some techniques in my spare time, and I'd be happy to help if you'd like. You work so hard, sir. It's important to take a moment for yourself, now and then. That's it. Just relax and let the tension melt away. There, that's better, isn't it? You carry so much on your shoulders, but you don't have to bear it all alone. I'm here to help, sir. Whether it's with your workload or just providing a moment of peace. There you go. I hope that helped, even if just a little. If you ever need another massage or anything else, please don't hesitate to ask. I'll be happy to assist you in any way I can. Now, I'll let you get back to your day. Enjoy the rest of your morning, sir. Oh, and I almost forgot. Here's your slippers, sir. I'm just trying my best. I want to be totally useful for you. Anyway, if you need anything, sir, don't hesitate to let me know, as always. I'll be right in the other room. Good afternoon, sir. I hope you're having a productive day. I thought you might enjoy a break, so I've brought you some tea and snacks. I took the liberty of preparing your favorite blend. It's a calming chamomile with a hint of honey, just the way you like it. And I couldn't resist adding a few pastries from the bakery you mentioned last week. I hope they're to your liking. Oh, it's no trouble at all, sir. I'm here to make your day a little brighter, however I can. Sir, if I may, there's something I've been meaning to discuss with you. I hope I'm not overstepping, but I've been reflecting on my time here, and I wanted to express my dedication to my role and to your satisfaction. I've been with you for quite some time now, and I believe I've consistently demonstrated my commitment to excellence in my duties. I've taken on additional responsibilities willingly, and have always strived to anticipate your needs before you even express them. I was hoping we could perhaps revisit the topic of compensation. I understand that negotiations for a pay raise are delicate, but I believe my performance merits consideration for an adjustment to my salary. Of course, I value the opportunity to work here immensely, and I am grateful for the trust you've placed in me. I simply wanted to open a dialogue about the possibility of reflecting my contributions and my compensation. I'm ready to provide any additional information or documentation you may require to support this request. And please know that, regardless of the outcome, I remain dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service possible. Sir, I understand if this request seems out of line, but I'm willing to go above and beyond to earn this raise. And if there's anything you need, professionally or even personally, that you feel I can assist with, please don't hesitate to let me know. I'm here to make your life easier in any way I can. I appreciate your consideration, sir. Thank you for listening. Good evening, sir. I hope your day has been going well. I couldn't help but think more about our earlier conversation regarding my request for a raise. Now, I know you said you would think about it. I appreciate that. But I've been reflecting on what more I can do to make you happy. I understand if this sounds unorthodox, but I'm even willing to go the extra mile. Please, just tell me what you need, and I'll make it happen. I'm not asking for anything unreasonable, just the chance to prove my value to you. Even if it's something inappropriate. I gave you that massage earlier. We could go further than that, if you know what I mean. I just want to make it abundantly clear, sir, that I'm committed to excelling in my role here. And that I will do absolutely anything and everything you ask me for. Even if it's degrading or humiliating. I'm not saying that's what you would do, sir. I'm just saying that that's what I want you to do. I mean, I want to be more than just a maid for you. Is it bad that I want to completely submit to you, Master? Yes, Master. That's what I would want to call you if you wanted me to. always prided myself on being the best at what I do, but I realize now that I crave more than just professional success. I want to be indispensable to you, to be the one you turn to for everything, no matter how personal or intimate. I understand the risks I'm taking by saying this, but I need you to know how far I'm willing to go. My loyalty to you goes beyond the usual boundaries of an employer-employee relationship. I'm ready to give you all of me, to be whatever you need, whenever you need it. I know I'm repeating myself, sir. I'm sorry. Please, sir, give me this chance to prove my worth in ways that go beyond the ordinary. Your happiness means everything to me, and I'm willing to sacrifice my own dignity if that's what it takes. I just want to be close to you, to serve you in every way possible. Please, Master, please let me be more than just your maid. Let me be the one who makes your life easier in every way you can imagine. I can show you what I mean. If we go to the master bedroom, if that's what you would like, if you would like to take it there. Very well, let's take it to the bedroom, Master. And just to show you that I'm not bluffing when I say I'm ready for anything, I know you wanted to see me fully naked since you hired me, sir. I stand before you like nature created me, Master. You can do anything you want to me. Like, tell me to get on my knees and suck that cock right now. If that's what you want, I'll do it. And think nothing of it. I just want to serve my master. Yes, sir. Pull it out for me, Master. Let me take care of you, just like I always do. I don't want you to think I'm doing this only for the raise, Master. I'm doing this because I truly, deeply care about you. And I want to be the best maid you ever had, and ever will. No, it's fine, Master. You can grab my hair. And you don't have to be gentle. I'll enjoy the pain, if it brings you pleasure. Oh, that's it, Master. Use my mouth. Pull me by the hair and make me suck it how you want me to. That's it. My throat is nothing but a hole for you to use and abuse. Please don't stop. Let this mouth serve you, Master. Of course I can jack you off into my mouth. Yes, sir. I'll happily take that big load from you, Master. Yes, give it to me, Master. Feed your brand new slave. Come inside of your young and beautiful maid's throat, sir. Oh, please, Master. Just shoot it all in there. Dump that heavy load all over my tongue. Let me taste it. Mm. Thank you, Mister. Thank you for feeding me your cum. Now, I'm sure you have one or two more rounds in you, Mister. That's exactly how many holes are left for you to yet explore. Shall we take on the adventure right away?